Hello and welcome. You are listening to Move IQ's property podcast, and I'm your host, Phil Spencer. Great to have you with me. This is the place where I'll be sharing my advice, my experience, tips and tricks on all things related to property. So thank you hugely for tuning in. Great to have you here. Let's get cracking. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Got a really big topic today. We're going to be talking about EPCs and how they affect mortgageability and the likely impact going forward. There's tons of stuff in the press about it. There are big changes afoot. It's affecting me personally. I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with it. So I'm really pleased to be sat with Tom Attlee from Trussell again today. Tom, I hope you're on your game today.
I'll do my best.
Because this is a big one, isn't it? There are changes afoot for both buy-to-let investors as well as owner-occupiers.
Definitely, yeah. I think buy-to-let investors are going to see some changes down the road, particularly on energy performance certificates. There is a real drive to be getting all homes in the UK more energy efficient, particularly, you know, the older Victorian properties that weren't built with the sustainability that we have in mind now. So,
Can I just sort of kick off? Do we actually know? I know what the proposals are, but are they proposals at this stage coming from the government, or are they actual, this is what's happening?
They are just proposals at this stage.
Okay, so there's debate ahead.
There's debate ahead. I did some research on the train on my way here and using the Move IQ website. So at the minute, any sort of EPC rating from A, which is the best, most energy efficient home you can get, to G, which is something that's quite poor, it's legal. You can let a property out with a G energy performance rating. You can get a mortgage on a property. In 2025, the target is to reduce that to only A to C. But actually, even today, some lenders will only lend on buy-to-let mortgages if there is an A to C energy performance certificate.
But what about normal owner-occupiers?
Normal owner-occupiers, it doesn't affect the mortgage application at the moment. Again, the same rules that come into place for buy-to-let will no doubt come in for owner-occupiers. But tenants, if you're a tenant looking around and figuring out a property to rent, you're going to want to rent a property that's going to cost you less in energy and fuel bills. So it's really important. If you were a landlord, I would suggest that you start looking at what improvements can be made now, because you will earn those benefits back in the future on lower interest rates and when you come to sell the property.
I just wanted to take a moment in the middle of proceedings here to say a very big thank you to our friends at Trussell.com. They are the sponsors of the whole series. Trussell were the first online mortgage broker, and they've indeed since been voted the best mortgage broker. Not just online, but the best mortgage broker. They are a hassle-free, fee-free way of getting a mortgage. And indeed, they are the only broker with a 5-day speed promise. I read somewhere that it was new buy-to-let properties that are going to be come into this to start with. What do you know? What the story is with existing buy-to-lets?
I think existing buy-to-lets will have a little bit longer. So I think the 2025 is for new builds. I think I even read that on the Move IQ website that by 2030 the plan is to only have an EPCs A and B. But I think it gives landlords the time to make these improvements to the homes and be able to advertise them better for tenants.
I feel that there is a lot of debate yet to come, because what happens to a listed property or a heritage property? That you're never, it's never going to wreck B, A or B. Does that mean it's valueless? Does that mean somebody can't get a mortgage?
I think there's an exception for listed properties because, as you say, they may not have the permission to make the changes that they need to make. So there will be relevant exceptions. But I think all new build properties now you can see are coming with these thoughts in mind.
And rightly so too. But I wonder what the situation with remortgages. So if someone's got a mortgage and that expires in, let's say, 2025, but the property doesn't satisfy the right criteria, will they be able to remortgage? Would they be able to port their mortgage to somebody else? Possibly not.
But I think these lenders and their underwriters and the people that make these decisions will see that there is a market for these type of properties, and providing that it obviously is within the law and within sort of government guidance, that it may be a case that you have to pay a higher interest rate or higher fees, or that you make a commitment to improving the property in a certain amount of time.
Okay.
But there's nothing set in stone about that yet.
So it's one to watch. And I guess the advice, Tom, in between times is do what you can to your property, whether you live in it or rent it out. Do what you can to bring it up to standard as far as you can, because it's coming. It's coming down the track.
Definitely. An energy performance certificate was something that didn't really mean much a few years ago. But now every time you buy a house, let a house, take a mortgage out, you know, it's something that the lender's going to want to see. Yeah. So you need to make sure it's up to scratch. And it's the same thing as sort of making improvements to your property that make it more physically desirable, like, you know, decorating or putting a new kitchen in. Having a good EPC is just as much a sales tool now as anything like that as well.
And probably increasingly so.
Definitely.
And actually, I'm going to hazard a guess here, but it is my own opinion is that we are quite far behind when you look across Europe and across the rest of the world. We've got quite a lot of catching up to do to meet some of our neighbours.
Definitely.
Sort of regulations. So it's a big topic. Watch this space. There is more to come. We do need to get our head around it. Tom, ever so grateful, as always. Thank you for listening. Hope you found that useful. Take care, everybody, and I'll talk to you very soon. A few words of warning. Your home may be repossessed if you don't keep up repayments on your mortgage. You may have to pay an early repayment charge to your existing lender if you remortgage. Individual savings may vary, and terms and conditions can be found at trussell.com.
That wraps up this episode of Move IQ's Property Podcast. Whatever podcast app you like to use, please do go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I'd also really appreciate it if you could leave us a review. Reviews massively help other people like you to find us. For free tools and materials, head over to our website, moveiq.co.uk. And thanks again for tuning in.